Interesting enough, the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel brings down a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And he says as follows, all of the tefillah that we daven, and that includes Psukri Zimra, that includes Berachas Kriya Shema, that includes Shemone Esrei, are not min haTorah. There is a mitzvah say min haTorah to daven, but all of that is not midoraisa. Those were instituted by earlier Chachamim, by Ezra, by the Anshei Knesset Agdola. But the basic concept of tefillah, says the Rambam, is one thing. For me to praise Hashem, for me to recognize what Hashem has done for me, and for me to ask Hashem for help. And the Rambam says there is a chiv to daven every day. What does that mean? Exactly this. Recognize what Hashem does for me, thank Hashem for it, ask Hashem for help. That's it. The rest of tefillah, the rest of what we call davening, is very key, very essential. It's things that Chazal instituted to help us with our main job. The main job is this emotional sense of appreciation and asking for help. But amazingly, the Ramban argues with the Rambam and says there is no such chiyuv. He says there is no obligation to daven daily. There's no obligation to daven daily, nor is there an obligation to daven weekly, nor even monthly. Says the Ramban, there's only a chiyuv deraisa, there's only an obligation of the Torah to daven when you're in trouble. When you're in trouble, when you're in tzara, when you're in serious, serious trouble, there is an obligation in a Torah to reach out to Hashem. And says Ramban, that's the definition of davening. The definition of davening is asking Hashem for help. And then the Sefer HaChinuch says an amazing line at the end of this piece. At the end of the piece, he says a line that if a person is in trouble, if a person is in an tzara, and he doesn't daven, then that person is meisir hashkachosom elov. That person is not just mevatel nasei, he's not just not doing the mitzvah, he's denying Hashem's hashkacha. He's denying Hashem's presence, and he's denying Hashem's involvement in the world. And gentlemen, you have to hear why. The why is very pashut. If in fact I understand that Hashem created the world and runs the world, if I understand that Hashem is present right here, and if I understand I'm in trouble, and ultimately the only one who can help me in this state is Hashem, how could you not daven? And if you don't daven in that situation, it means one thing. You're denying the presence of Hashem. You're denying Hashem's involvement in the world. Hence, you're a kofir. You're denying some of the basic tenets of our belief system. And in fact, according to the Ramban, that is tefillah. When you're in trouble, asking Hashem for help. Ironically, they used to say about the Briska Rav that constantly throughout the day, he would say the pasuk, L'shuascha kivisi Hashem, Hashem, I depend upon you for salvation, L'shuascha kivisi Hashem. All day long he would say it. And you know why he would say this pasuk? See, the Briska Rav had the entire Klal Yisrael's troubles at his doorstep. Person after person would come to him with their troubles, with their worries, with their shalom bayis problems, with their children's problems, with their health issues. And the Briska Rav came to an interesting observation. You come to me for Eitzah. I would love to give you Eitzah, and I'll try to give you Eitzah. But right here, present, is the one who can help you. The only one who can help you. How can I not ask him for help? A woman comes nebuch, she hasn't had a child in 15 years. How can I not be mispalo for this woman right now? Right now, because Hashem is here, Hashem is involved, and how could you not be mispalo? Hence, all day long he was saying this pasuk, because all day long he saw Hashem, all day long he recognized the needs of the Klal Yisrael, and all day long he was betzara, dominating for people. Now, I have an interesting thought to share with you. Imagine at the end of the Shmuz, I say to you guys, you know, listen, guys, time's been tough. You know, I'm having trouble making my mortgage payments. And, you know, my kids' tuition committee told me if I don't come up with a large sum of money, they're not going to let my kids back in yeshiva. So I really need some help. And imagine after Shmuz, I go around from table to table, my hand out, could you help me, could you help me? So one guy gives me $2, another guy $5, another guy, oh, shkoyach, $10, shkoyach, oh, thank you so much. Really, I really appreciate shkoyach. By the time I got to the end of the row, what do you think my equilibrium would be like? If you've ever stuck out your hand and asked somebody for a handout, you'll find it's very, very embarrassing, very degrading. If you have to stick out your hand and ask somebody for help that way, it's a highly embarrassing, painful experience. Yet, three times a day, I do exactly that. I ask Hashem for help with parnasa. So how come it is that I'm not embarrassed? Nachum, if I had to ask you for help for $2, for $5, for $10, I'd be booshed out of my mind. I'd be turning red, white, and every color in between. Yet 3 times a day, I have no problem whatsoever asking Hashem for help. You know what Pshat is, gentlemen? I'm afraid to admit what Pshat is. The Pshat is that I'm talking to the walls. You see, when I ask you for help, I'm really asking for help. But when I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei and I'm saying, Hashem, please help me with parnasa, I'm talking to the walls. I mean, obviously, I'm aware that Hashem is present on some level, but be'etzem, it's lip service. And gentlemen, that's a tremendous, tremendous yesod to know. When a person really recognizes at some point that there is no Yeshua, your kid's sick, Rachman Latzan, and the doctor says, I don't have a clue. And that Shemoneh Esrei, you daven to Hashem and you say the words, I really can't. I can't do it. I don't have an answer. My kid's sick. Please help. Maybe for the first time in years, you're really davening. Because again, according to the Ramban, the definition of davening is asking Hashem for help, recognizing that Hashem is present, understanding that Hashem is involved in this world and turning to my Creator and saying, please help. But it's only in times of desperation that we reach that understanding. It's only when your business is going bankrupt and you really don't have a clue how you're going to pay your creditors. That Shemoneh Esrei, when you dive into Hashem and say, please, please help me out, that's a real tefillah. And gentlemen, I believe that that is the answer, number one, why we daven. It is not because Hashem needs our tefillahs, and not because Hashem doesn't love us, and not because Hashem doesn't want to help us, but oftentimes Hashem will hold back a good from us for one reason, so that we actually recognize that it's from Hashem, so that we actually daven to Hashem, that we actually ask Hashem for help in that. Because if we don't ask Hashem for help, if we don't turn to Hashem, we don't recognize that it comes from Hashem. We don't recognize Hashem's involvement. And my friends, I believe that that's exactly pshat in the Avos being akarim v'akaros. Even a person like Yitzhak Avinu had to reach out with a desperate plea for help. You see, he was barren. He physically couldn't have children, and his wife physically couldn't have children. In that desperate state, he turned to Hashem and said, you're the only one. There's no one else. There are no doctors. There are no procedures. There's no getting lucky. It's physically impossible. It cannot be. Hashem, l'shuas ha-kivisi, Hashem, I rely on you and you alone. And if you want to hear a chiddush, even a person like Yitzhak Avinu, the biggest dovek you can imagine, a person whose whole life, his whole life is just clinging to Hashem, needed this tefillah. And Sarah Imenu would not have become the great tzaddikus she had been had she been born able to have children. Because being in this state of need, being in this state of desperately depending on Hashem, turning to Hashem and saying, you are the only one, is what propels a person to great heights. And if you ask that, it's cruel, it's not nice. Look at this poor woman. She's 70 years old, she hasn't had a child, she's davening and davening, crying year after year. It's not nice. It's actually the greatest chesed that Hashem could do for a person. Why? Because through that tefillah, a person reaches heights that they can't reach in any other way. Through those tears, Sarah Imenu reached out with a clarity of understanding that Hashem is present and Hashem is involved that she never could have reached. Because every Shemoneh Esrei we are not asking, every Shemoneh Esrei we are not appealing to Hashem for help, is basically talking to the walls. Some more, some less. But when a person reaches out and says, Hashem, I am helpless. I may be bright, I may be talented, but I cannot solve this problem. Please help me. That is a very, very different experience. Says Ramban, Zuhi Tfila, that is davening. And everything else isn't. Sometimes it takes 20 years. Sometimes it takes 20 years saying the same words over and over and over until you one time really, really ask sincerely as if Hashem is here and Hashem can and will grant it.